Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we're turning on our Thursday Night Tailgate spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, Chris, again, another great segment of the show, and we continue to like to highlight the happenings with guys that are Walter Payton Men of the Year candidates from last year. Of course, they'll be picking a new crew this coming year, and that's always exciting. But one of the guys from last year, his name might have come up, but he lost a lot of playing time last year to injury. But K.J. Wright, he's a linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks, Chris. I was doing a lot of research on the things he was doing, both when he was playing and hurt, didn't affect what he does off the field. But he does a lot of stuff both in this country, Chris, and in different countries, such as places like Kenya. Now, last year, this guy actually went down to Kenya and knew how poor it was, Chris, and how bad the conditions are there. He delivered books and helped teach English to some of the kids down there. And basically, he says, you know, anyone you can help, if you have the desire, you should do it. He said, if you have the means and the desire, you should, you have to kind of do that thing. And he does that. And he does, he makes a plan to return to Kenya again this year, Chris. And for he missed. He only played in 5 games last year, but he had pledged before the year. He says, for every tackle he would make, he would donate $300, and that would go to constructing a fresh water well down in that area of Kenya where they have no clean water, Chris. I mean, what he's doing is so, so important. He's also very close with Seahawks legend Cliff Avril. They were doing a lot of stuff in Haiti. They're still building a school down there. The two of them are still doing that. And again, back here, he does a lot here. He's part of the team's, the Seahawks Legion of Youth program. And that does a lot of stuff in the Washington area by giving Seahawks tickets away to young kids, keeping them off the streets. He talks to kids about being leaders in the community. Again, he continues to do this, and he had a tough season last year with injury, but that didn't stop him from doing the great off-the-field things. So we're going to salute K.J. Wright. He did play last week, and let's hope he has an injury-free season, but we're going to salute him tonight for his off-the-field antics.
Yeah, that's a fantastic story, and we've spotlighted Cliff Avril a couple of times for the very thing you talked about, and it also reminded me of Chris Long and the Water Boys bringing clean water to other parts of the world. So awesome story, Bob. This week I'm putting my spotlight on Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen, and Bob, Adam and his wife Caitlin through their Thielen Foundation are really doing some amazing things for kids in that area. Last week, he and Kyle Rudolph, who's another guy who's out doing great things in the Minnesota community, they held a press conference for the kids at the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. And it was really just a chance for the kids to come down and ask their heroes questions, you know, anything they wanted, have some fun, make some smiles, and, help them have an opportunity to kind of forget that they were sick for a while, which was a wonderful event. And Thielen also donated shoes and school supplies to Brooklyn Center High School, which is located just north of Minneapolis. He also paid to renovate their weight room. He paid all of the student athletes' fees. So, you know, they have athletic fees, all their fees for the year for every sport at that high school. And he handed out $75 gift cards to all the student athletes as well. Then he and Caitlin, they also support families in need during the holiday season with a program they have with the local Salvation Army, where they buy toys, clothing, household essentials, food for several families. And not only do they give them the supplies, they also spend time with the families and have a meal with those families and, trying to brighten a day as well. So my spotlight goes on Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen and his wife Caitlin for the amazing things that they are doing in various programs around the Minnesota area. So, Bob, great website. Folks, please go out. Take a look at their website, ThielenFoundation.org, and support the things that they're doing. So kudos to them, Bob.
That's great, too, Chris. I didn't know that all about Thielen. I mean, we all see that's the thing with this segment in the show. I mean, we know he's a star player, and we just look at him for that. But And I'm sure guys that we've had on this show, and Thielen himself will say that stuff really is what makes him great. And just it's tremendous things that we're hearing. And again, kudos to him. I mean, he could save some of that money. He could. he's starting to make a lot of it. But my goodness, he's giving it back to the people he thinks that are deserving. And that's what this segment's about, Chris. It's a great right. way to end the show and educate some of the people, including ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's again, that's why we do it. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks to our guests tonight, LaVon Kirkland, Tony Collins, Russell Baxter, and Willie Simmons for joining us. And as always, Bob, always such a thrill to get to spend and do this show with you.
It's been a great season so far, Chris, a couple weeks now, and I'm already looking forward to next week. What's happening next week?
Yeah, so right. Yeah, our 8-year anniversary special is next week, and we'll do our 2019 guest Hall of Fame inductions as well. So very excited to induct four more great friends of ours here and into our guest Hall of Fame, Bob. And who are we honoring? Well, Steelers legend Greg Lloyd will be our first inductee next week, followed by former Redskins and Vikings quarterback Gus Frerotte, who's become a great friend. Another great friend for many years is former University of Minnesota and Canadian Football League star quarterback Ricky Foggy. So looking forward to honoring Ricky and former quarterback for the Falcons and the Rams, Chris Miller. So all of those guys we're going to induct next week. So it's going to be a wonderful affair, and we always have so much fun with that. And I also get a whisper in the wind, Bob, that our good friend Vincey Glenn wants to jump on the show because it's our 8th anniversary and give us, talk to us a little bit. So maybe we get a few minutes with Vincey next week as well. So it's going to be an outstanding show, folks. We hope you'll come back and join us. We also hope you'll follow us on social media. You can find us on Twitter. I am at CT Mascaro on Twitter and Instagram. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. The show is at TNT Podcast. Please visit us on Facebook. Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Plus, we have one for the show Thursday Night Tailgate. Hit that like button. We'd really appreciate it. That's very important to us. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll have links back to our page over on Podbean, so you'll be able to stream or download any of our archive episodes on our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. You'll also be able to see what our future guest schedule looks like. So prepare yourself for the wonderful people that we have joining us each and every week. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, Chris, always an honor working with you, and I look forward to next week. We also want to thank our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the wonderful job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. We miss you guys.